They're singing out of their shoes over there. Got papers flying. Yeah, that is, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Good job on all the names, Candy. That's really nice. That was sweet. Poor Andrea, though, next week. You get all the names of all those countries for Pentecost. Isn't that great? Yeah. You're blessed. Ah, it's good. It's good. But the Ascension reading, the text that Candy did read to us, we understand that we don't get to volunteer. Jesus gives us an assignment. He, the disciples up there on the mount, and Jesus is entrusting to them the mission of witnessing and saving the planet. Have you ever read the Bible? Are you understanding how fearful this is? He is entrusting the mission of the church to a ragtag group of misfits. You ever see the movie Armageddon? Remember General Kimsey? Remember? So, yeah. And here we are, the fate of the planet, entrusted to a bunch of rejects I wouldn't trust with a potato gun. You look at the Bible, you look at this, and this is who Jesus is entrusting the mission of the church. This group of just... You know how in school you have the eagles, you know, and the falcons, and then you have like the pigeons? This group is the group that's below the pigeons. This is a group who doesn't get it. I mean, it seems like the major quality to be a disciple of Jesus is that you don't get it. If you've studied the Bible, you know, does Peter ever get it? No. He does. He's got foot in the mouth disease all the time. He can never figure it out. And then disciples, they start bickering. Remember that? Who's the greatest? Who's the best? And Jesus has to set him straight. In the Gospel of Luke, he has to do it twice. Both in chapter 9 and chapter 22, he has to say, "Would you guys quit it? Don't make me stop this." He feeds 5,000 people. Remember that? With the loaves and the fishes? You turn the page, guess what? There's 4,000 people, and the disciples are like, "What are we going to do? Did you not read the page? Look what happened. A page earlier, he fed 5,000. Hello, disciples, clue phone, it's for you. Get a clue. They are not getting it. And yet Jesus entrusts them. He's entrusting them. Remember, their question is, "Lord, were you at this time? Is this the time? Now? Now can we have the kingdom? Can we sit on our thrones now? Is this the time you're going to restore?" You can just see that going, and Jesus is looking out. "God, take me now." All this speculation about when's it going to happen, how's it going to be, all that type of stuff. I get it. It's fascinating. I understand. A lot of people get all fascinated about it, get all, you know, from Daniel to Revelation. Oh, this is how that's going to happen. Oh, this is how that's going to be. Go from the Scofield Bible reference to Hal Lindsey's late great Planet Earth to Tim LaHaye's Left Behind, from rapture to rupture. I mean, it's just, why is it that when Jesus says nobody knows, that nobody understands, that nobody knows means nobody knows? Because people are still buying books and going to seminars and buying videos and all this about when the last time is going to be. When are the last days? How's it all going to work? And all that type of speculation. I understand. We're getting ready to start a study on Revelation ourselves. A couple of weeks. Going to do Revelation. I will tell you right now so you don't have to take the class. I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be. I know, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm just not. We get distracted with the wrong thing. Jesus is saying, That's not for you to know. This is what I want you to know. What I want you to know is that you have an assignment. And your assignment is to be witnesses. Your assignment is to give a witness to God's grace. That's your assignment. That's what you're supposed to do. And a lot of times, just like in Armageddon, remember Harry Stamper goes up to Truman when he hears the plan, and he says, well, what's the backup plan? Remember that? And Truman says, there is no backup plan. That's the plan. And you can see the disciples going after Jesus gives them the assignment. We do the same thing. Jesus gives us our assignment, and we say, okay, but what's the backup plan? Jesus says, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to tell other people about my love and grace. You're going to tell other people about God's kingdom. That's the assignment. That's what you're going to do. You're going to be my witnesses. And we're like, yeah, but what's the backup plan? There is no backup plan. You see Jesus going up to the heavens, and we're just waiting for Scotty to beam us up too. Just beam me up, Scotty. I want to be with Jesus. And Jesus says, I don't want you with me. I can't take it anymore. I need some time away. You're in charge. And the angels are going, don't let them be in charge. They don't know what they're doing. They don't ever get anything right. They're always misunderstanding. They missay things. They can't figure it out. And Jesus said, that's the plan. And everybody wants a backup plan, and Jesus says, no, this is it. Because it isn't about intelligence, and it isn't about popularity, it isn't about success. It's about obedience. It's about obedience. I understand most people don't want the assignment. How many of you were evangelists this past week? Actually shared the gospel with somebody this week. We're like, I'm not doing that. Okay. Boy, the choir, you know how the choir is. You know, the elders, okay, maybe them. A couple of deacons, all right. Sometimes, you know, new Christians do it. They don't know any better yet. They think that when Jesus tells them to do something, they're supposed to go and do it. They haven't been at a board meeting yet. Jesus gives us the assignment to be a witness. Isn't that interesting that he gives us that assignment? And the movies I'm referencing, like Armageddon, or I could have used Dirty Dozen, but nobody knows that movie. But it's not the Avengers. We are not superheroes. We're not the X-Men with special powers. We stumble. We fail. We fall. And Jesus says, yes, that's the witness. I want all my children to know that when they stumble, when they fail, when they fall, God will pick them up. God will dust them off. God will wrap his arms around them with love and say, let's try it again. Not words of condemnation, but words of encouragement and support and understanding and forgiveness and grace. When people ask us, how can you know that God is graceful? That's the open door for our witness. Because I have failed many times. That's my witness. I have fallen so many times. My Band-Aids have Band-Aids on my knees. And if it's not from falling, it's from praying. God, save me. God, help me. God, forgive me. Jesus entrusts the fate of the planet. Children of this planet, God's children, our brothers and sisters, he is entrusting their care to us, that we will share good news, love, grace, forgiveness, understanding. We're not going to talk about when the kingdom comes. We're going to talk about the kingdom that is already present, God. Alive, working in the lives of people who stumble and fail and fall and are witnesses of his love and grace. That's our assignment. Amen.